Newmarket's historic Mulloch House will become a new exhibition area for one of the biggest galleries in the country through a partnership with the Art Gallery of Ontario. The town announced a renewable 5-year program with the gallery that will see it put on rotating exhibitions on the upper floor of the house, drawing from the AGO's Indigenous and Canadian collections. It's something that can provide this incredible opportunity to the community, but it can also draw people in the community, Mayor John Taylor said of why he reached out to the AGO for the partnership. It's an incredible, great fit for the house. It also talks about our goals and dreams and aspirations as a community to do something special, to be something special, to provide our community with something special. The municipality is restoring the Heritage House as part of its massive Mulloch Park project. The town plans to have the gallery on the upper floor and parts of the main floor, with food service also on the main floor for park-goers. AGO CEO Stephen Yost said that after being approached by Taylor and visiting the property, he became completely taken by the location. Mulloch House and Gardens, it's special, he said, adding it reflects both the collective past and the future. There's a certain kind of energy here that's great. He said the exact details of what art will be there remains to be determined, with community consultation involved. The AGO expects to present 2 exhibitions per year there. Newmarket Group of Artists President Robin Burnett said it is good news for the arts in Newmarket. It will be a jewel in Newmarket's crown, and I think partnering with the AGO will give Newmarket its visual arts recognition, she said, certainly within the GTA, and throughout Ontario, and possibly further afield. Still, she said she hopes local artists will also be encouraged to shine in town through partnerships. The town has prepared a public art plan for the Mulloch property, including permanent art fixtures, an artist residency program and multiple spaces for artist features. We would like to have a designed art space for local artists somewhere in Newmarket. Artists would like to have somewhere permanent to show and sell their work, she said. I'm sure at some point that will happen. The town is preparing to put the Mulloch Park project out to tender, starting construction in 2023 with the aim of opening in 2025. That will include renovations at the Mulloch House to eventually hold the AGO exhibitions. Everything takes longer than a politician would think, but it's progressing actually very well, Taylor said, adding the schedule should be on track. The gallery will be a great opportunity for the town and surrounding area, he said. It is going to be a space that's incredibly enriched.